Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young,
and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. Today is the feast day of St. Thomas More. And we also know from the fine movie day biography of his life, Man of All Seasons. And Thomas More was a chancellor in King Henry the Eighth time. He was known to be a loyal man, but his loyalty first came to our Lord God and the church. And for that, Henry the Eighth had him beheaded. I think I was mentioning to you, I was honored to be at the church under the flower in Coral Gables on Sunday. And they had the relics of St. Thomas More and St. John Bishop, bishop and martyr of that day. And at that mass, I think I mentioned telling you, a few rows ahead of me was a former governor, Jeb Bush, and former presidential candidate. So Thomas More is the patron of attorneys. He's the patron of politicians. And we have this big election coming up. And it's going to be a struggle for me, I'll be honest with you. There's neither candidate I can trust. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I could trust Jeb Bush. I've seen him in action. I lived in the state of Florida while he was governor. And I've seen him in his charitable events, the CS. And he is a humble, honest man. To his opponents, too grim. So Jeb Bush is a lot like Thomas More. So somehow, some way in the future, that we have an opportunity to elect Jeb Bush as president, he'd be a great president. I just posted, and I couldn't put it on my Block Talk Radio, was the Patriotic Rosary. It actually goes with every rosary bead, Hail Mary, to every state in the Union. And it's an hour long, but I would suggest you listening it at least on 4th of July. And here's the prayer of St. Thomas More, 1478-1535. Give me the grace, good Lord, to set the world at naught, to set the mind firmly on you, and not to hang upon the words of men's mouth, to be content, to be solitary, not to long for worldly pleasures, little by little, utterly to cast off the world, and rid my mind of all its business. Not to long to hear the earthly thing, but the hearing of worldly finances may be displeasing to me. Gladly to be thinking of God, previously to call for his help, to learn into the comfort of God, to humble myself under the mighty hand of God, to bewail my sins and for the purging of them, patiently to suffering adversity, gladly to bear my purgatory here, to joyful in tribulation, to walk with the narrow way that leads to life, to have the last thing in rebase, to have ever before my eyes my death that is to me, to foresee and consider the everlasting fire of hell, to pray for the pardon before the judge comes, to have continually in mind the passion that Christ suffered for me, for his benefits unceasingly, to give him thanks, to buy the time again that I have long lost, to abstain from the vain of conversations, to stun foolish myth and gladness, to cut off unnecessary reactions of a worldly substance, friends, liberty, life, and all to set the loss at naught for the winning of Christ. Amen. And God bless you all. And St. Thomas More, pray for us. Pray for our politicians. Specifically, pray for Jeb Bush.